Takbir!
Allahu Akbar!
Accounting the rulers.
We call you to Islam. We call you to the Sunnah.
Exposing the colonialist agendas.
No Muslim believes in these borders.
And showcasing the global call for the return of the Islamic way of life.
The Khilafah is an obligation from our Lord.
We have loyalty to principles. We believe in justice.
Everything will be in accordance to your deen.
Allahu Akbar.
This is Dawah Around the World.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to Dawah Around the World. It is with great sadness we deliver to our dear listeners the news of 19 brothers arrested in Crimea, Ukraine, for their sacrifices and struggles in their work for the return of the Islamic Khilafah system. The claim, however, is that their crime was being part of an international terrorist organization wanting to overthrow the government.
We as an organization work on establishing Islamic states only in Muslim countries like Turkey, Pakistan, Syria, etc. In Ukraine, Russia and European states, we're not working on changing governments. There are calls in our books to establish the Khalifat, but we always stress it must be done in a peaceful way.
Regardless of false accusations made and the non-violent method of this call, the arrests of our brothers has become very frequent. The repeated transgressions that these governments and their security agencies have been inflicting upon Muslims within these states in Russia, Ukraine, and other European states are brutal and ruthless, specifically to the Shabab of Hizb ut-Tahrir and their families.
Russia knows, and she knows it very well, that Hizb ut-Tahrir doesn't resort to violence and restricts itself to purely intellectual and ideological means in achieving its objectives. And you respond to this intellectual challenge of Hizb ut-Tahrir by illegal abduction, imprisonment, torture, and extrajudicial killing. This shows how weak you are, and this shows how intellectually bankrupt your system is.
14, 16, 18 years are the sentences they face for this crime. This is after the merciless means of intimidation, force, and suffering our brothers and even sisters endure before realizing that they, the authorities, have failed. Blackmail, bullying, and physical abuse of family members are used to harm our brothers and sisters further.
This is what we possess, our tongues and our pens. They will not face us. So the empty accusations are as such. They are only empty. They are rhetorical. They are false and they are deprived. This is the response of the Russian Federation, confronted with words and ideas.
Every government and Muslim knows that over the past 60 years, Hizb ut-Tahrir have been subjected to the most brutal and heinous of tyranny, crimes and oppression. Despite all this, they have never turned to an armed struggle or any form of violence. They continue to remain steadfast and persistent in their beliefs. The persecutions, slander, trials, arrests, and torture did not and will not stop the Shabab of Hizb ut-Tahrir. New trials and arrests has only proven the call of Hizb ut-Tahrir in Russia to have grown stronger, which has achieved unprecedented success amongst indigenous peoples of this vast territory. Each new Shab of Hizb ut-Tahrir knowingly connects with Hizb and works hard with it, knowing the consequences that await him: dismissal from work, arrests, torture, and long imprisonment from 15 years and more.
وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ كَمَا اسْتَخْلَفَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ وَلَيُمَكِّنَنَّ لَهُمْ دِينَهُمُ الَّذِي ارْتَضَى لَهُمْ وَلَيُبَدِّلَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ خَوْفِهِمْ أَمْنًا يَعْبُدُونَنِي لَا يُشْرِكُونَ بِي شَيْئًا وَمَنْ كَفَرَ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ فَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ
Allah has promised those who have believed amongst you and done righteous good deeds that He will surely grant them succession to authority upon the earth just as He granted it to those before them, and that He will surely establish for them therein their religion, which He has preferred for them, and that He will surely substitute for them after their fear, security. For they worship me, not associating anything with me. Surah Nur, Ayah 55.
Russia should learn from history and understand and look back to what the Caliphate did to those who transgress these boundaries and harm the Muslim. Any aware person would look to the Muslim world and see the events unfolding and understand that indeed there is going to be a change, and that change will be coming soon, where the establishment of the Caliphate, the single leader of the Muslim body, will unite the Muslims, their lands, their honor, their military, and they will hold to account all those that transgress the boundaries and harm the believers. So we remind the Russians to learn from their mistakes, learn from the mistakes of those before them. For indeed, this change is coming and is changing soon. You know it better than you know your own sons.
We make dua for the steadfastness and ease of all the Muslims who are in the jails of the oppressors. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove the oppressors from power and aid us in working for the liberation of our ummah worldwide. Ameen. Jazakumullahu khairan for listening. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Takbir!
Allahu Akbar!
Accounting the rulers.
We call you to Islam. We call you to the Sunnah.
Exposing the colonialist agendas.
No Muslim believes in these borders.
And showcasing the global call for the return of the Islamic way of life.
The Khilafah is an obligation from our Lord.
We have loyalty to principles. We believe in justice.
Everything will be in accordance to your deen.
Allahu Akbar.
This is Dawah Around the World.